You live and work around here then?
Yeah, I live in Tillamook, Oregon, and have a shop 6 miles from town here. Just a good old no Bob Vila shop, just a good old down the earth shop.
I love it. So, you've been working with wood your whole life?
Yes, yes. I started out with a hammer and some nails and a chunk of 2x4. And when I got done, all I had was a bunch of bent over nails, and I couldn't tell you what it was, but it was fun.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
I just like the wood. You know, it's easy to work with. You know, it's fun to build stuff and, you know, make people happy and put out a good quality product.
How do you decide on cedar? Where do you get materials?
I get my cedar from the local supply store here.
Rosenberg?
Yes, at Rosenberg's. You know, I'm pretty picky on what I, you know, the lumber that I buy, just because, you know, cedar is a nice product to work with, and sometimes there's bigger knots than you're going to want, and they will fall out. So I'm pretty choosy. I mean, they got some decent products, you know, just like, but every, you know, like right now, everybody's having an issue with getting help. And so, you know, they're pretty slim there in help. But, you know, I've been dealing there long enough. I almost pretty much just go in and get my own stuff and you know, go take care of it. So I don't need no salesman.
Yeah. So tell me about your products here. You got benches, you have, you know, some stuff that's modular that moves around a little
right
bit
on.
How do you come up with these ideas?
This one here, I mean, I have a 5-piece round table and bench set. I had a customer, well, a client that needed a new one, and she says, here, I need a new table benches, and I'll bring you my old one and you can give me copy it. And so she brought her old one, and here it is. You know, this is what I built. The Adirondack chair and rocker was designed off of a love seat, which I do not have right now because it's not a real popular seller. I have sold a few, but so that was, the chairs are designed off of that. The rocking chair is just, you know, something I just put rockers on because everybody wanted one, and there's not a lot of them out there in the rocking. So that's been a popular item. The table bench conversion things I got, the one I got off one of my friends' deck, so, and the other one, it just, you know, you can find it online, that full table bench, and so I, you know, did some work to it, and they're really fun to build, but, you know, on the little wine table there, you know, you can find that. That was, that's designed from the one you can stick in the ground, but so I designed that one to with legs on it, so you can put it on your deck. It's more.
Oh, yeah. So your process, you enjoy. I mean, here you are on a Saturday in the Tillamook Farmers Market, and you have a shop,
right?
Do you like both aspects, the making and the interacting with customers and selling? Or?
Actually, this is Saturday. I enjoy Saturday. Sometimes I don't. You don't really. I mean, it might sound bad, but sometimes I don't really care if I sell anything, because right here, this is, you know, if you knew my background and my family, we like to chat.
Is that right?
Yes. So, you know what? I've seen people, I've been doing this, the market, since 2014, and you'd be surprised the people, you know, you meet from way overseas. I've had people want me to ship this stuff clear to Switzerland, but, you know, it's like, that's not really feasible. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I just like interacting with people.
That's awesome.
It's all good. So,
well, you know, you're a local person making a little living.
Yes.
You know,
it started out as a hobby, mm-hmm. You know, well, 8 years ago, or no, a lot earlier than that. And then I parted ways with my regular job, and everybody says, oh, you ought to try to do this, you know, and okay, here we go. So, you know, I had a shop and all the tools already, so I thought, okay, so here we go. And, you know, and it started out as birdhouses and bird feeders and planter boxes, and, you know, I ventured off into, you know, the bigger stuff now. So, yeah.
Just haul it back and forth each weekend, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, well, it goes in the trailer there, and when I get home, I back her in the shop, and if I need to replenish it with something like a chair and a footstool, then I fill her up, put her back in there, and she's ready to go for next weekend.
What kind of inventory do you have? Like, try to have one of each or something like that.
I used to, Unfortunately, cedar right now is really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like most, all lumber is expensive. I don't really have a lot of stock. Matter of fact, what you see here, I have another chair and a couple benches. Other than that, I haven't been keeping a bunch of stock, even in the raw lumber form, because it's I don't want a bunch of over expensive.
Try to cut down on waste and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, your stuff is cool.
Thank you.
We just bought this chair, and it'll be a gift for us, and we'll enjoy it.
Right on. Okay.
Thank you, Ken, very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
You betcha.